Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Allen and the Bills. Now we'll have Anderson, the center. 23rd career game for Alec Anderson. He'll snap it to Allen. Now here's the pressure and the sack. Oh, my goodness. Josh Allen turned around, and there were three bad men in black shirts, Arch. D. Alford was there. My goodness, Diablo was there.
Ruling on the field as the quarterback's forward progress was stopped.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan at 7:43. Dylan, I'm so glad you have so many highlights to choose from today. It's just endless.
You and me both, Allie.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh, but you always have the movie references. All I could think when Wes, and you and I were just talking about Wes is the best in the business, but Wes just talking about Arch and then continuing to talk, it reminded me of John Candy in Rookie of the Year where he's like, wrong again, Ernie. he keeps asking Ernie questions and just keeps talking. It's so good, man. It's just, with that black shirts, Arch. And it just keeps going, baby. I love it, man. It's so good.
Wes,
wrong again, right?
Wes had a couple last night where Arch had a couple too. Like, I laugh a lot, and you probably hear me laugh a lot in the booth because I can't help it. How about that real quick though, from Ulbrich, where their starting center Connor McGovern goes out for a play.
Yeah.
And you run a twist.
It's just diabolical, man.
And with Diablo and I think it was it might have been Rook and or Harrison one.
I talked last week about Mark Stoops doing this for Kentucky when Georgia's left guard goes out for a play. He had to come out. He had like an elbow injury, and they put the backup left guard in, and you just know it's coming. It's like, dude, this is not fair. Do not do that to that guy, man. First play in the game, and you run a twist stunt in his face. It's no good, man. That's good stuff.
Welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, come on, baby. Hey, step into this thing.
This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. If you haven't caught on yet, the Falcons beat the Bills last night, 24-14. It was a massive game for Bijan. We've talked about him, but we got to spend some time on Drake London as well. He had 10 catches for 158 yards and a touchdown that I don't know how was possible, but he stretched his arms out over the field, over the end zone, and it was just insane. It looked like a cartoon to me. He just stretched out like
that's
that.
That's a good call.
Yeah, Allie, he not only does he snack, first off, the throw is absolutely just fastballed in there, rifled in there, and he goes with his hands instead of letting the ball get to him, and he snags it. I mean, just wham! Just his hand. I mean, I don't know, I didn't pop the football with the speed it came and how hard he snatches it, and the wherewithal to be being pulled backwards by a guy and to use his length of his arm and palm the ball and hold it over, and he holds it over, and he holds it, and he holds it, and Taylor Rapp is coming in, Mike, and he gets with an eyelash of his helmet and wink, and just takes it back, and the referee, good on the ref for seeing it on the field.
Yeah, I watched the TV copy this morning when I woke up on the air mattress, turned on the TV copy, and Dan Orlovsky does a nice job of kind of breaking this play down and talking about Kyle Pitts drawing the safety in towards the middle of the field, kind of runs, you know, right there across the goal line and kind of turns around, and Penix puts his eyes on Pitts, sees the safety, sees the coverage, and fits it. Like, I mean, this defender is hugged on Drake, and Dan Orlovsky does a nice job of highlighting the fact that Michael Penix throws this to Drake's left shoulder. He throws it to his right shoulder. It's probably not a touchdown. It's probably broken up. But Drake, with the length of his arms and being able to box guys out with his basketball background, throws it to his left shoulder, and just an incredible play.
Yeah, because he's on the outside and he threw it to the inside. It's that's the recognition that Penix is, that he should get credit for. That's more of a veteran type throw at times.
Yeah. I would just like to say I love the fact that I have two successful Drakes in my life.
Yeah. Wow.
He had to.
You turned your mic on for that?
He had to. Actually, let's hear from Michael Penix talking with Dave Archer last night after the game about Drake London.
Yeah, for sure. He's a big body receiver. You know, I saw that I had man coverage going through my progressions, and I saw him. He had the defense back on his outside shoulder, so I just put it on his inside shoulder and let him play bully ball, and that's all it was.
Bully ball. I love it, man. And you hear him talking about the same thing that Orlovsky was talking about in the broadcast. It was just a beautiful play, and one of those things that I don't think a lot of people realize kind of the intricate details of which shoulder you're throwing to, but Penix does a pretty good job of that. You know, I think you and I both, Bo, had problems at times with some of the throws that he made over the middle into traffic, getting locked on Drake.
Especially late.
Yes, in situations where he didn't need to. You know what I mean? When you're driving down that last drive that started with 6.5 minutes to go and you take it underneath the two-minute warning, it's like we don't have to fit that ball in there. And I think Drake ended up with 16 targets, if I'm not mistaken, a massive, massive target share when you look at Drake London and the routes ran. I think it was like, and I have to look back at the stats, I think he was targeted on 50% of the routes he ran, which is insane when you go into really in-depth of passing games and break it down. If you're running routes, if you're running, you know, I guess that would have been 32 routes. If you're running 32 routes and you're targeted on half of them, that is a crazy target share for Drake. I don't think that's something that will be sustainable for this offense moving forward.
Before we get too mic'd up and what maybe you didn't notice, what was going on with Ray Ray?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't think we know the answer to it.
He was inactive, and he was inactive because the head coach made that decision. And I have no inside information on this. You know, I reached out to a person on the team, and I was like, "That's interesting." And they said, "Well, Jack Nelson's a healthy scratch too." And I was like, "They're not the same."
No, it's not the same.
They're not the same.
One's a rookie that's never played before. The other one had 500 receiving yards last year and played every game.
Yeah, I can tell you though, if you want to, and Mike, chime in. Feel free to interrupt me at any point.
Okay.
But if you pay attention to what's happened, Ray McLeod has not played well all season. He's dropped passes. He's looked less than average in the blocking, in blocking downfield. You fire your wide receiver coach, and then the next game you throw him a pass immediately, the second play of the game, and he drops it. And then he gets blown up in another blocking opportunity. And you go through a bye, and then suddenly he's a healthy scratch when you're missing your number two receiver. Let me say something. That's not I don't know if that's not a disciplinary thing, then I would be shocked, because I'm not sure what coach benches his third wide receiver when his second wide receiver is injured and not playing on a Monday night game against the reigning MVP, where points are at a premium.
And you know what's crazy about it? If you go back to the Carolina game, and really maybe even before that, when I can't remember what game it was where Ray Ray runs the pattern towards the pylon of the end zone and Michael Penix misses him. And Dave Archer talked about it a little bit on the broadcast. He's like, I don't know if Ray Ray's late getting out of his break or the timing's just off.
Lazy
or
route.
Something's where. Right. And I think that carried over in a big way into the Carolina game. And like I said earlier, you have to give – if we're going to ride Raheem Morris about some of the decisions he makes – we have to give him credit on trying to turn this wide receiver room around and saying it's not good enough. They let go of Ike Hilliard. They obviously helped, you know, healthy scratch on Ray McLeod. And we raved all training camp about Casey Washington and the effort he was put in, you know, during training camp in Darnell Mooney's absence, how hard he works. Put the guy out to bat. And that's what happened last night. He was on the field right next to Drake London for a lot of these snaps, you know, alongside Kyle Pitts, Charlie Warner, Bijan. And the way they went about their business. So I thought it was great, man. I really did. I love seeing Casey Washington and the hard work pay off. And the message is simple. Ray Ray's got to come out and perform, or he's not going to be part of this offense.
Well, quick reminder that you can join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo Morgan, to my left, will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got three big things that I took away last night that you might not have noticed that the Atlanta Falcons did, both offensively and defensively. Before I get there, I want to remind you, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I want to start with the interception, the D. Alford interception. Bo, if I asked you who got the pressure on that play, do you know who got the pressure? It, all night, there were people flying from all different angles, but I thought this one was especially good considering the fact that Josh Allen forced this ball into coverage and D. Alford intercepted it.
I'm gonna say that I don't know off the top of my head. I might guess maybe Zach Harrison or somebody, but I know Zach Harrison got the tip on the D'Angelo Malone interception. But
you would be close, and I think that Zach Harrison does in a lot of different ways deserve his flowers.
Oh, I know who it was.
It was Jalen Walker. Jalen Walker fights off the block. I thought that, you know, for all the questions we have about all these rookies, mm-hmm. but and it's really not, they're not questions, not coming from us, but people ask where the rookies are after the loss. It's like, where are the rookies? Where are the rookies? Jalen Walker had a good game last night. Jalen Walker was all over the place. And not only that, played really nicely on special teams.
He lit him up. What was his name? Codrington up. Real quick, Jalen Walker also makes the play where you flush him out on the big third down right around the 50-yard line.
Yep.
And AJ flushes him out. But Jalen Walker comes from coverage, basically. He's right there playing like a little, almost like in a zone right there. And he closes Mike. And yep. Josh Allen has to get rid of it because he realizes he's not going to beat him to the chain. He tries to float it over, and the ball kind of hangs up as Xavier Watts and the receiver swat the ball away.
Yeah. I want to make sure I highlight a couple of things offensively now because I don't think a lot of people out there realize. Now, you and I have talked about Charlie Warner being back in the shotgun set. It's like, you know, are people not keying in this, right? Are people not seeing Charlie Warner knowing you're not running the football? Well, it turns out the set that they did kind of put in Bijan Robinson a couple of different times on this opening drive, he runs in that speed motion. They fake the handoff the first time. They're able to, throw a pass play to Drake London. Then they do hand it off Bijan Robinson on that one. And then right there at the end of that first drive, what do? Charlie Warner comes out. They put Tyler Algier in. They run the same speed sweep motion with Bijan Robinson, but they hand the ball to Tyler Algier. And what does he do? Goes straight to the end zone, truck somebody on the way. It's just one of those small details offensively that I think people glaze over. But Zach Robinson, nice job on that opening drive. I thought that was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the pregame. I feel like Tyler Algier at times when he gets in open field, he starts looking for guy. Who's my guy? Oh, there you are.
There you are.
Yeah. And he did. He's going towards he can make a straight line to the end zone and I think it was Taylor Rapp kind of tum and try to tackle him from a side angle and maybe stiff arm him and walk in and fall forward into the end zone. Instead, he runs out of his way to hit him and then continues to the end zone.
Yeah, I want to make sure I point this next one out, though. This is the last one I got. All right, because we have made mention of this a dozen times over the last few weeks and the predictability. And I say predictability for Zach Robbins and in his play calling. What have we said about Charlie Warner? Follow Charlie Warner and you'll find the football. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what, guys? You go back and look at the 80-yarder from Bijan Robinson. Charlie Warner goes in motion. He goes left. Bijan Robinson's handoff goes right. There are no defenders after Bijan Robinson breaks the tackle, and he goes 80 yards to the house. Just one of those small details. We have talked so many times about following Charlie Warner. He's going to take you to the football. I know that Buffalo had that in the back of their mind as well, except this time they followed Charlie Warner away from the play. Bijan, house call.
That play was blocked excellently by everyone, but I give Lindstrom, Bergeron, and Casey Washington such credit because they each had a block that sealed that to break him on the outside.
Yeah, it's just so well done by Zach Robinson. And I thought the game plan was excellent going in last night.
Bo, did you notice the twinkle in Mike's eyes? He was describing that last play.
I just can't, guys. Y'all don't know. It's beautiful.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake up call 404-726-0929. Very simple today. Celebrate this Falcons win with us. How are you feeling with the 3-2 Falcons? 404-726-0929. The wake up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.